Telepathic fields. Hello, I hope you are all doing very well. Thank you for being here with me once more. I am Marie Swaru. On Earth, for most humans and terrestrial science, telepathy is nothing more than an old esoteric idea that is exploited nowadays for science fiction, and exaggerated by the New Age movement. It has no scientific evidence to back its existence, and it is basically ridiculed and dismissed away by the vast majority of people. Only a small amount of the population accepts it exists because they have had small glimpses of it, in mild examples of telepathic communication they have experienced, and that can be easily dismissed away as mere chance or coincidence. Nearly everybody has experienced thinking about someone right before the phone rings with that person on the other side of the line, but this example is quickly dismissed as chance. And many others have experienced a close relative suddenly starting to talk about what they were thinking about, sometimes even sharing the same thought exactly. This other example is also dismissed as simply two people knowing each other very well. The controllers of Earth have managed to hide telepathy from the general public quite effectively throughout the ages, but especially during modern times, where religion has been replaced by another religion more in tune with the times, and that is the religion of dogmatic science. With it, gaslighting the general public into dismissing the existence of something that is quite in their face a real phenomenon. Yet telepathy as a concept has gained some weak validity since the appearance of the New Age movement, which is only a few decades old, but it remains well into the realm of the not validated and anti-scientific concepts. In New Age groups, it is almost a wishful thinking and make-believe component of the movement. So, needless to say, what I will share next is quite outside the capacity of the validation that Earth's science can give. We are not separated from Source, and we are all holographic fragments of it, all of us having the same capacity as Source itself, because we are Source, and the only thing that limits us is the idea that we are limited, and the group of concepts and ideas about reality and about ourselves that we've grown attached to. This is why when we let go of our mental attachments, our mind expands and so does our consciousness and awareness, and with it, our existential density. The reason why specific souls clump together in one or another existential reality, such as Earth realm, is because they hold a very similar frequency. Each individual soul vibrates at a specific range of frequencies, and that specific range of frequencies is formed, dictated, and regulated by the ideas and thoughts the person is having, and the emotions and feelings they produce. Therefore, the attachment to ideas, the rigidity and stubbornness of the person to let go of them even in the face of better and more convenient ones, is what hinders all spiritual progress. So, people will automatically tend to incarnate into an existential realm and field that holds a frequency that is similar to theirs, simply because they hold a frequency that is the same as the average. Souls can intentionally incarnate into a field with a different frequency than theirs, a lower one for example, as many star seeds do on Earth, but that is another subject and I digress. All thoughts are frequencies, and each complex idea holds its own specific range of them. They are not happening in the brain of the subject and neither are they caused by it. The brain is just a translator from the etheric field into the so-called material realm of existence. All thoughts and ideas are generated in the etheric field, which can also be called the spirit world, although the etheric field is much larger, as it integrates many other non-physical aspects. What generates thoughts and ideas is the spirit, and the brain only translates them into the material world, although all the living cells in a body, in their own capacity also translate what occurs in the etheric side into the world of the living, using DNA as a receptor antenna of sorts to receive subtle energy, according to what each one of them is a match to. All thoughts are energy, and they all hold a specified range of frequencies that are unique to each one, even when there are two or more different people or souls having them. Two different people thinking about the same thing will generate the same frequency and energy patterns associated with that thought. When people think about something, about anything, they generate energy, and that energy at the specific frequency of each kind of thought is radiated or transmitted into the field. They are fed into the etheric field where they mingle and mix with what other people are thinking and transmitting, forming a complex soup of frequencies in which everyone is immersed in. Imagine each person as a radio station, transmitting into the field all that they are thinking. When a thought or an idea is shared by many, it will gain strength in the etheric field, as multiple transmitters reinforce the specific range of frequencies of that thought, adding their combined strength. What I'm coming at is this. Thoughts are not entirely ours, because we are not separated from the field we are in. We are affected by what other people are thinking, and what we perceive to be the vibe of a person or of a place is real, so we must watch what thoughts we are having, and when and where we are having them. We must also watch how people and places make us feel, but also remember that a feeling or an emotion is caused by our thoughts and the preconceived associations, causes and outcomes we've had before. So emotions are not necessarily associated with the truth about someone or someplace. An emotion is an indicator, but it is not necessarily a truth. We must learn to observe our thoughts, we must analyze them and treat them with caution. We are not our thoughts, we are who observe them from behind. Those thoughts we randomly have not always belong to us. Because when we leave our mind to run astray with no mental discipline, we tune into the field where we begin to pick up whatever is there, and whatever is strongest. When we are in a crowd, in a busy street, for example, we are immersed in a chaotic field full of random different thoughts coming from all the people there. But when we are in a place where there are fewer people, we begin to pick off specific thoughts coming from them. And an poorly trained mind will think they are coming from him or herself. When you are feeling depressed, angry, or in a negative thought spiral, for what you consider to be no reason at all, just out of the blue, that most probably is not coming from you. Watch who is nearby, your neighbors perhaps, because walls don't stop high-energy etheric field subtle energy such as telepathy. Needless to say, when you are immersed in a negative environment, you will be affected by it, even if that negativity objectively has nothing to do with you, or does not affect you when observed with logic only from the side of the physical. And it will take a lot of strength of character to stay in your frequency without being affected, but it can be done, and many people, star seeds, can do this. They can effectively protect their energy wherever they are. In the same way, when we are immersed in a very positive energy field, we also are affected by it, and we can benefit from it, lifting our personal frequency, and nurturing that field in return. This is why it is so important to choose which people we will associate with, because we can become more of them, more of their kind. Remember, we are the result of the content we consume, the information we acquire and take in as ours, and of the people we associate with. All thoughts are shared in the etheric field, and depending on the personal frequency of each individual and the vibration of those thoughts this individual is having, he or she will tune into one set of shared thoughts in the field, or another. This is why many people have noticed that throughout history several inventors have come up with the same idea, more or less at the same time. Moreover, when a person is having destructive thoughts, he or she is mentally tuning into all the other people who are having similar ones. For example, If a person is thinking about committing a crime, that individual will be tuning into the etheric information field of all the criminals who have committed that crime, or are thinking about committing it. In the same way, if a person is thinking about nice things, he or she will also tune into the field being transmitted by all the people who are thinking similar nice things. We are all connected through the field, we are never alone, but we can choose who to be, and with whom we want to associate. Telepathy is very real, and it affects us all, and all the time. Telepathy can be controlled and mentally harnessed for communication, mind to mind, but that is a subject for another video. You must all learn to watch your thoughts, realizing that not all of them come from you, and that you may be tuning into an unwanted thought pattern in the field. Remember, you are not your thoughts and you are not what you are thinking. You are that primordial pure consciousness observing it all from behind. We all have good and bad thoughts. Don't fight the latter, let them pass, and observe them dissolve back from where they came. They are just like someone you don't know walking past you, who is watching the street from a window. Thoughts are not necessarily yours, especially the ones you don't like. Thoughts are not you, so there is no reason for you to feel bad for having them. They are just telepathic everyday field communication, random things you pick up simply because you are alive. Take the ones that you like and that serve you, and let the others pass without judgment. Don't give them extra weight and meaning if you don't want them. Remember that what you resist persists. And also be responsible for the thoughts you are having, especially those that clearly are being generated by you, because you affect the etheric field with them. This is exactly why starseeds need not do much more than simply exist, to affect the field in a positive way, with it, influencing all the energy dynamics and frequencies of an existential realm such as Earth. And the stronger a soul is, with stronger frequency output, the more it will affect the energy field it is in. This is why star seeds influence and affect so many people, sometimes in the thousands, hundreds of thousands, or more. Your thoughts are very powerful and are planetary changes. Watch what you think and be responsible for it. Stay strong out there, dear star seeds and smart waken people. Your efforts and your mere existence is extremely valuable. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well, and take care. Your friend, Marie Soirou.